Hello, and welcome to Do the Math, an informational podcast dealing with critical issues which are not being addressed in traditional treatment social service agencies, featuring J.C. Ephraim, Ethnic Minority Mental Health Specialist. And now, here's J.C.
When I started in this field of drug, alcohol, and mental health back in 1986-87, it was a requirement that all practitioners and professionals take a class on HIV. That class or classes like it are still required today for license, certification, and practicing as a professional in both mental health and alcohol and drug. Now, we're talking some 30 years here, and yet and still, a population of which I am a member, African Americans, are disproportionately negatively affected by the incident and growth of HIV. The CDC, which is the Center for Disease and Control and Prevention, published a fact sheet on HIV among African Americans. And I think it's important that young people and older people be in touch with the fact that whatever has been done for the last 30 years is not working for African Americans. The CDC's fact sheet states that African Americans are the racial ethnic group most affected by HIV. They report that the rate of HIV infection among African Americans is 8 times that of whites based on our population size. That's 8 times. They report that among African Americans, we account for an estimated 44% of all new HIV infection among adults and adolescents. That's 44 out of every 100 new infection cases are African American adolescents and adults. And by adolescents, they're referring to age 13 and older. The CDC reported that in 2010, men accounted for 70 out of 100 of the estimated cases of new HIV infection. Now, among African American men, it was 7 times that of white men. The CDC also reported that African American women accounted for 29 out of 100 of the estimated new HIV infection among adults. They also reported that among African American women, HIV infection cases, new cases, was 20 times that of their white counterparts. What is chilling and should be made significant note of is that they attributed the new HIV infections to heterosexual contact for African American women. In Dr. Gail Robinson's dissertation, she cited the CDC, pointing out that the infection rate was that of epidemic among African American women between the ages of about, say, 20, 24, and 40. Something needs to be done. When you sit back and reflect over 30 years that the message regarding HIV, the adverse effects it would have on a person's life and their family, and when you take into account the discussion of African American families, it is extended families, it's pervasive, it reaches further in, and in a 30-year period, not enough has been done. More has to be done. We have to find other strategies. We have to, because the CDC report that why the infection rate, in their opinion, is so great is because whatever is being done doesn't work effectively for African Americans to reduce the incident of new infection. Do the math, because the math don't lie.